بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the previous lesson, mention was made that there are two qualities of the selected servants of Almighty Allah. It is with these two qualities that a person passes over Sirat-e-Mustaqim. He reaches his desired destination. Knowledge alone is not enough. Rather, it is shukr on this great knowledge that Almighty Allah has given, this deen that He has given, this unique kitab that He has given. And in the demand of that shukr, it is the quality of Islam, to be able to submit to Almighty Allah's every wish and desire, whether it's muwafiq to my own feelings, my mind, what I understand, how things should be, whether the command makes sense to my intelligence or it is beyond my intelligence. Islam, which was the trait of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which was a name given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was sammakumul muslimin, that now your Allah has given you all a name, that indeed you, meaning O Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the children of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Islam will also be your trait. May Almighty Allah let it be that Islam, total submission to the will of Almighty Allah, remains our trait till the ending. In the beginning of the second juz of the Quran Kareem, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. Almighty Allah gives an example of what happens when a person is blessed with knowledge, but he does not have that ability of Islam to submit to the will of Allah. Whenever he finds any condition or any command which his mind is unable to understand the wisdom behind it, then he is ready to object, even if that objection has to be leveled against Quran, against the men of Quran, against the Sunnah. And he can reach such levels that his objection might even be against Almighty Allah Himself. If his aql has become so powerful and overpowering upon his soul that he understands science to be the beginning and end of all matters. Scientific research has said one thing, and in Quran and in the Sunnah he is finding indication towards something else. If there was no Islam in this individual, if he did not understand that Iman bil Ghaib demanded from him to submit to what is divine. Wahi, the meaning of Wahi is where the understanding of man comes to an end. That is where Almighty Allah starts talking. In Quran and in the Sunnah, if we find an indication towards the happenings of the heavens and the earth, and modern science, scientific research, it fails to understand that reasoning. It cannot comprehend or keep up with it, or its own research proves otherwise, then it is the demand of Islam that we will say that science is nothing but a theory. Real knowledge is not by them. It is a theory that they are following, an assumption. Against the truth, assumptions don't stand much. But when man allows his aql to become his king, and wahi is placed under his intelligence, Almighty Allah in the initial phase when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Medina Munawwara, for the first couple of months, the command was given that the Qibla would remain Masjid al-Aqsa. The Jews were facing al-Aqsa in their salah, in their worship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's direction also now was only towards Al-Aqsa. While he was in Makkah Mukarramah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform salah towards the Kaaba and towards Al-Aqsa. And it was very possible. However, in Medina Munawwara, it had to be one of the two directions. If it had to be Al-Aqsa, you could not be facing the Kaaba. If it had to be the Kaaba, you could not be facing Al-Aqsa. The command was to face Al-Aqsa. A few months down the line, Almighty Allah then, through revelation, The law was given that now the Qibla of the believers will remain till the ending as the Kaaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from Al-Aqsa. This brought a little irritation or a great amount of irritation to the Jews. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. At that time they showed the world that they did not have this gift, this quality which was called Islam, to submit to the command of Allah. As long as it appealed to their nature, as long as it made sense to the mind, they were regarded as the people of knowledge. When a command would come to them which could not make sense to their mind, they would mock at it. Almighty Allah says, the foolish amongst the people, the foolish amongst the people will say, Ma wallahum, what has turned themselves, what has turned them away from the Qibla, which once upon a time they were facing towards? Almighty Allah gives an answer, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Give them an answer that for Almighty Allah is the East and the West. That what is the issue of direction? It is the command of Allah that's the main thing. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. The beginning of Surah Fatiha was this, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. In the second juz of the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah again mentions that Allah guides who He wishes towards صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. Meaning knowledge alone is not enough if there is no quality of to submit. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Almighty Allah says, but we have made you, meaning O Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made you a most unique ummah. Wasatan, moderate, means the best of ummah. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. It is our desire that you, O Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must be a witness upon mankind. You must stand as judges on the day of Qiyamah. Not that your case will be taken, but that you will be given the chance to pass judgment on others. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may give evidence on your behalf. One example of this is mentioned in the Ahadith, that when the people of the previous umam will accuse the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of not having given to them the message completely, not having made the amount of effort that was required, they will stand in front of Almighty Allah and they will say that the message did not reach us. At that time, someone from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be brought as a witness. He'll be brought as someone whose words will be the basis on which the judgment will be passed. That individual will say that how can it be possible that a person who was not in the era, a person who had not heard the message of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, such an individual today is being brought to give witness on a matter which he had never seen. At that time Almighty Allah shall allow the witness of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone from this ummah will stand up and he will say, I bear witness that this Nabi gave the message and exerted his every effort in fulfilling what he had been ordered by Almighty Allah to do. Previous nations will then ask that on what basis can you say that he had given the message when you were never there? The person of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will answer, I had read it in Quran. I had heard it from my Nabi. Almighty Allah will say, this is a person whose words will be heard. The people from the previous ummah will then ask, that how can you accept the words of such an individual? There is a word in Arabic which is called ta'dil. Ta'dil means, how can I accept that this man is someone who is called Adil? He is someone whose every word will be regarded as the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will then be brought front. Indication will be made to his ummati. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be asked, what is your verdict regarding this ummati of yours? Did he speak lies in his life? Is his word to be regarded as authentic, proven without doubt? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will shake his head. He will give shahadat on behalf of the adalat of someone from his ummah. The witness of that individual will be accepted. an entire nation on the wording of this person. A decision will be made against them. I want you to think about what this means. As though that Nabi at that time will be looking for some help in answering the objection of his people. Someone from this ummah will be brought. What will be the maqam of that individual? What will be the honor Almighty Allah will give him? He will be brought to give witness on behalf of a Nabi against his nation. He was never there. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come behind him and he will give witness on behalf of his ummati that if my ummati says something, he was a man who had unique iman and Islam. He was not a man who lied. He was ummatan wasatan. He was unique in his nature. May Almighty Allah allow us to understand this maqam that Almighty Allah has given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have been regarded, we have been described, we will be made on the day of Qiyamah as a unique nation, as unique people. May Almighty Allah allow us to appreciate this and to live up to its demands. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. Almighty Allah says, as for that Qibla, which the Muslims were facing until now, meaning Masjid al-Aqsa, we had not made it the Qibla of the believers. إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولِ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِ. Except that so that we could see who will finally follow the Nabi of Allah and who will turn back on his heels. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَىٰ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. When the command of Allah is not muwafiq, it is not in conformity to what one wants, to what one desires, to what one's aql or one's feelings wish. The Jews wished it was Masjid al-Aqsa. We sometimes wish Almighty Allah could have allowed certain things. Almighty Allah could have made certain things permissible. When the decision of Almighty Allah does not conform to what we want, at that time, do we give in to our desire? Or is the command of Almighty Allah the most important thing in our life? Almighty Allah says, وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرًا. Without doubt, Islam at that moment, submitting to the word of Allah, it is extremely difficult. إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. Except upon that person who Almighty Allah opens up his path for Sirat Mustaqim. May Almighty Allah allow us to always walk on this path. Further regarding this Islam, Almighty Allah explains, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That it is not piety that you only have the form, you only have the surat, you only have the look. You look like a Muslim. Your surat is like a Muslim. To such an extent, the way you face, you say, Qibla is my Qibla. Kaaba is my Kaaba. I am going for Hajj. I am going for Umrah. You see me going towards the Masjid. You see me building a Masjid. Almighty Allah says, piety is not that your face will be in the direction of the East, or it will be in the direction of the West. The Jews were happy as long as they were facing Al-Aqsa. When it was turned away from Aqsa, they were not happy. Almighty Allah explains, there is nothing in this about the East and the West. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. Piety which is demanded is this very thing called Islam. As the command of Almighty Allah comes, for different times and different occasions, there will be different laws. There will be a time when you are in charge of your money. There is a time when you no longer are in charge of your money. There is a time when you have to make decisions. There will be a time when you are told not to make a decision. There is a time in your life where how you spend you are told think about. There is a time before you pass away where you are told that your inheritance has been defined and determined by Almighty Allah. You must now not make any decision. Everything got to do with the command of Allah. It got nothing to do with how you face, whether it is to the East or it's to the West. It got to do with the command of Allah. If my Allah's command is for me to look up, I will look up. If my Allah's command is for me to look down, I will look down. There are times in my life, in the company of Hazrat Shah Hakim, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, we had heard on numerous occasions where he explained when a person is going through old age, at that time, because the leg can no longer keep the individual standing, it hurts the individual so much that now perhaps I will have to perform my salah sitting. There are certain times when a man goes through certain sicknesses in his life, that now he cannot perform that salah sitting. Now he has to be on a bed. Now he has to make indication. He had never missed a fast in his life. Now the month of Ramadan is coming. Everyone around him is fasting, but he cannot fast. His health does not allow it. The doctor says to him, for your own well-being, you will have to eat during the day. There is a fidya that you will give on behalf of your fasting. He is not at all happy with it. He has never missed a fast in his life. We heard from Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, on numerous occasions, that at that time, the highest level is, if that servant can understand, that for my Allah to be happy to see me in the condition I am, and that I am happy in the condition He placed me in, that is the best for me. For my Allah to be happy to see me in the condition that I am in, that is why my Allah put me in that condition. And to find me happy with the condition that He placed me in. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Almighty Allah has asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, are you happy? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's entire business had gone to the ground. In the khidmat of Islam, he spent everything. Almighty Allah's question was to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, oh my servant, are you happy? That servant, that question is directed towards every individual in this world. Whatever we find ourselves, whatever condition, there will be certain times when the condition is not according to what we would have wanted and desired the most. At that time also to submit is a very high level, which is known as Radha bil Qadha, to be happy with the decision of Almighty Allah. There was a war that took place in the world. Many people had a hope that the Muslim army will win. It went against the desire and the wish of many. In the initial stages of that war, the Muslim army was defeated by the enemies. Many ulama around the world fell into a state of depression. One of those scholars came at a time when we were in the company of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. He was grieved, he was extremely sad. He would now mention about this, that how after the defeat of this Muslim group, how at nights now he cannot sleep, how he is now getting doubts that why were they defeated. At that time, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah gave a very beautiful answer. He explained to the individual that just like how to perform salah is farz, and how to give zakah is farz. He says, similarly, to in the ending be happy with the decision of Almighty Allah. He says, that is also a command of our Allah. It doesn't go against crying, but it does go against falling into depression. When there is Islam in an individual, in life he will smile, even in death he has to smile. When someone is born, he will be smiling. When someone leaves the world also, his heart has to be smiling. Tears can come from the eye, there is no problem with it. The heart can feel a pain also, there is no problem in it. But to have this level that my tongue will never say that which makes my Allah angry, it is called the inner smile of the heart. This is the meaning of Islam, to submit. Almighty Allah says, piety got nothing to do with facing the east and the west. Rather, piety is this, it is called Islam. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhiri. It got to do with iman on Almighty Allah, on things which we can understand, on things which we cannot understand. The issue of taqdeer is beyond the mind. In the Western world, they will try to make me understand it. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found Sahaba radiallahu anhu discussing the issue of taqdeer. He became upset with them. He said, this was the thing that destroyed people of the past. They would immediately pull back because they had something called iman on Almighty Allah. As Allah wants, what is according to what my mind can understand, I will hug it and I will accept it. What is beyond my understanding, I will accept it and I will leave it. I will not run behind every and everything in the thoughts that I can and I have been made to understand the entire world. I have been given a small mind. I have been given a body. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. My Allah has not made me responsible except for that which I can manage. What is beyond my understanding, I have been told leave. The issue of taqdeer,
Why Almighty Allah does certain things? Why Almighty Allah has made a Jannah and a Jahannam? Why Almighty Allah has selected certain people for Jahannam, certain for Jannah? All that is beyond my capacity to understand. My job is to submit to the decision of Allah. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhiri. Many matters of the day of Qiyamah. How will the sirat be? How will the bridge be? How will the wazan be? How will the hisab, the reckoning be taken? How will Jannah be? How will Jahannam be? How will the woman and the whores of Jannah be? How will the punishment of Jahannam be? There are many things which are beyond my understanding. I have been told to submit. If my Almighty Allah said it is, I have accepted it is. Wal malaikati wal kitabi wal nabiyin. I have accepted those angels which I cannot see, I cannot touch. But because my Allah, Almighty Allah mentioned that they are next to me, they are around me, they are surrounding me. Wal kitabi wal nabiyin. I have accepted the books of Allah. I have accepted the nabis of Allah. Wa atal mala ala hubbihi. Despite having a lot of love for my wealth. But when my Allah said, give it, I am ready to give it. When my Almighty Allah said, spend it, I am ready to spend it. This word, ala hubbihi, despite having intense love for my wealth. But Islam, when my Almighty Allah said, surrender, I was ready to surrender my wealth. Dhawil quruba wal yatama wal masakeen wabna sabil. There is a certain family member which I just cannot see. But she is in need. I do not like him or like her at all. They have done me down so many times. When I was young, I remember how they would mock and laugh at me. Today I have become a wealthy person. Now he wants me to help me. I will show him a point. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Then I find my Allah commanding that despite your love for your wealth and despite your hatred for that family member, ذَوِي الْقُرُبَىٰ, you have been ordered to put your wealth where your family are. وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. There are different avenues for you to spend your wealth. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ, he performs his salah. He is ready to give his zakah. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. He has made a promise. It would work out so well if he is allowed to break this promise. He will be able to make a million tomorrow. But because his Allah commanded him that after you make a promise, then fulfill your promise. On that word fulfilling his promise, he submits to his Allah. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. There will be days of difficulty. This world is not only a rose, it comes together with its thorn. There is not always only summer, winter will always come. There is not only day, you will have to see night. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. There will be ba'sa, difficulties. Dharra, calamities and problems. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. There will be war at certain times. وَالصَّابِرِينَ. During these times, he is ready to be patient. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Almighty Allah says, these are really those that are truthful. Truthful in what? That in the beginning, dua was made, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That, O Allah, allow us to walk on the true straight path. It was mentioned that everyone who started this path was not going to reach the ending. The one who was true in his desire to walk through this path, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Surah Baqarah started. Almighty Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book. There's no doubt at all in this. But هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It will take those people till the end of the road who have been blessed with the quality of taqwa. Almighty Allah in this verse explained it all. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. This is indeed that group that is true. True in their desire that they want to reach the end of this path. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. This is this group that Quran will benefit them. Every command of Almighty Allah means everything to them. After that, Almighty Allah gives some examples. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَى. The law of qisas, life for a life. We have never seen it, but we believe in it. At the time when someone has committed a murder, and he has to be brought in front, and the sword has to be placed at his neck, it is such a difficult scene to see. But Islam, to submit to the command of my Allah, when my Almighty Allah announced and commanded that this will be the punishment for a certain crime, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُي, Ya ulil albabi la'allakum tattaqoon. Almighty Allah mentions that your mind will never manage to understand the wisdoms behind the law of qisas. Almighty Allah says, O people of intelligence, trust your Allah. Walakum fil qisasi hayatun. Indeed, in fulfilling the demand and the law of qisas, there will be life for everyone around you. One person's life perhaps may be taken, hundreds of lives will be saved after that. No one will dare to go forward to take the life of somebody else. Almighty Allah thereafter mentions, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The month of Ramadan will come. Now the world has been told to fast from the morning till the evening. There will be so many times when that individual is alone with that drink in front of him. That drink so looks so nice when it is hot, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. One sup of that sarbat, there is no one at all around. But there is one thing that I understand, that my Allah has said to me, no, I submitted. Look at that individual, there is only 2 minutes left for iftar. That hunger that he got now, he is looking at that drink in front of him. He is looking at the muazzin. He really wants to have that drink. He is extremely thirsty or hungry. But why does he wait for that muazzin to start that first Allahu Akbar? Why doesn't he take the sup 1 second before that? Why does he take the sup only 1 second after that? If he has to be asked that if you were so thirsty, what were you looking at? His answer will be, I was looking at the command of my Allah. That was the meaning of Islam. It had nothing to do with my inside desiring. I desire to look at something which is haram. That desire itself does not break my taqwa. I desire to eat something when I cannot eat. The desire of eating does not break my fast. Rather, it gives fuel to my ibadah. What I have been ordered to do is, against the desires of my inside, if my Allah says no, the answer is no. I will never go against a command. That is the meaning of Islam. After speaking of fasting, Almighty Allah then goes towards the Hajj. Al-Hajju ashhurum ma'lumat. The actions of the Hajj is something that the people of intelligence will never be able to put it down on paper. In this era of what we call advancement, in the era of making your time worthy, worthwhile, in the era of having everything a wisdom, a reason, a reasoning behind, a planning behind, ask the people of intelligence to try to work out the wisdom of the entire Hajj. A man is coming, very wealthy and very rich. In his life he has never worn the same cloth for more than 2 days. When the ihram has now come on, everything has become haram. That itar that he loved so much, that oud, and he would always have that smell. Now there is no oud around him. Now there is a stench coming from his body, but he is unable to put on even one drop of itar. His mind would say to him, Islam demands to be pure. Why are you not clean at the moment? The answer will be, Islam demands Islam. That when my Allah said itar, I put on itar. And when my Allah said no itar, then against my inner feelings, there is no itar. One cloth now he is walking. The very wealthy man who could have earned, who could have purchased any shoe in the world, but now he has on the champal which is very hard to walk with. Now he is going around the Ka'batullah. Round and round as he is going, he is being pushed from side to side. If the mind has to be told, what are you getting out of this? The answer will be to the mind, Islam. Submit to the decision of my Allah. Have you ever seen how happy people are who make tawaf around the Baytullah while they are making the sa'i between Safa and Marwa? What is that happiness? That happiness is a proof that in submitting to the decision of Almighty Allah, there is a certain happiness that Almighty Allah reigns upon the hearts of His servants. The sweetness of that happiness is more valuable than whatever the world can bring. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. This is what Nabi Ibrahim a.s. would experience when Almighty Allah said to him, O Ibrahim, submit. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I am ready to submit, O my Allah. There is a certain feeling Almighty Allah gives, a certain taste. There is a sweetness of iman that enters the heart of the individual on account of Islam. As the Hajj is taking place, it is the greatest shi'ar of Islam. It is the greatest dalil that aqal is not the main thing in this game. It is Islam submitting to the will of Allah. At the end of this half of the second juz of Quran, Almighty Allah then mentions, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. When the meaning and the benefits of Islam have been mentioned so beautifully, and we saw the harms of not having the quality of shukr, of the gift of Islam, and Islam in itself to submit to the will of Allah, it made one group al-maghdub alayhim, Allah's anger fell on them. It made another group dalin, that group who had Islam, they were the ones that were taken till the end. Almighty Allah now says, O people of Iman, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. It is time that all of us also enter into total submission to the will of Allah. Total submission does not mean that I perform my 5 times salah. Total means total. That it is not only in the masjid that I have submitted to Allah, but it's in my business that I will also submit to Allah. It is not only in front of the imam that I have submitted. When he says Allahu Akbar, I say Allahu Akbar. But when I'm in front of my family also, I have submitted. I have submitted in the marketplace. I have submitted on the road. I have submitted when money is in front of me. I have submitted when haram is in front of me. I have submitted when a pretty woman is in front of me. I have submitted when a filthy picture is in front of me. In front of everything, it is the command of my Allah. Udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. I allowed Islam to enter into my house. I'm no longer shy. I allowed it to enter into my business. I allowed Islam to tell me how to dress, to tell me how to walk, to tell me how to talk. Why? Udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Because in totality, I have submitted to the will of Allah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Almighty Allah says, O people of Iman, do not walk behind the footsteps of the devil. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ Indeed, he is your open enemy. His every step will take man away from صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ It will make him fall into the fire of Jahannam. فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ If it happens, man, that you slip after Hidayah has come to you from Allah, after a clear sign has come, after the unique Quran has come, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come, after Islam has entered into our minds and our hearts, if it happens that the steps of the devil seem more appeasing, more entertaining, more thrilling, and a man decides to take that step, Almighty Allah says, فَعْلَمُوا When taking that step, remember, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ That Almighty Allah is not a helpless Allah. Almighty Allah indeed is most powerful. And Almighty Allah is the one of the greatest wisdom. Why Allah is not grabbing you at the moment, that is in the wisdom of Allah. But the answer is not that Allah is not grabbing because Allah cannot grab. Almighty Allah is Aziz, the most powerful. But in His wisdom He is giving grace and time. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ But how long do you want, O individual? How long do you want to carry on walking on the footsteps of the devil? What are they waiting? إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهِ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ Are they waiting for the day, which is called the day of Qiyamah, on the day when Almighty Allah and the angels will come, وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ And the decision will be made. At that time are they waiting to say, that now I will go back onto the sirat, onto the road, Allow me now to walk on the path. At that time it will be too late. It is in this world that we have to walk. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ If you ever have to slip, and you ever feel that the path, that the treading, the footsteps of the devil seems more interesting, and easier path to follow, Almighty Allah says, remember, إِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ All matters are definitely coming back to Almighty Allah. The devil himself will be in front of Allah. Those that walk behind the devil will be in front of Allah. On that day when realities will come to the fore, it will be too late to cry. May Almighty Allah allow me and you to make shukr on the gift of deen that has come to us. On the demands of the shukr to be able to submit, to get a waf, a little, a percentage of what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam had. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ He said, O Allah, I am more than ready to submit to your every decision. Our aql does not govern our deen. Nay, our deen is above our aql. What our mind can understand, we appreciate. What our mind cannot understand, still we believe. We are that group who believe in the unseen. We do not question our Islam. Almighty Allah says, because many a person asks, why did Allah do this? Why did Almighty Allah do this? Almighty Allah gives what an answer in the Quran. Almighty Allah says, لا يسأل عما يفعل, that Almighty Allah will never be questioned. Rather, man is going to be questioned. لا يسأل عما يفعل, that Almighty Allah is not questioned, why did he do this and why did he do this? Who will question Allah? He says, but man, remember, you are going to be questioned. I am going to be questioned on that day. How honorable it will be that even before the questioning, Almighty Allah could say that the servant of mine is a Muslim, meaning he submitted to my every wish, my every command. Allow him now to go into paradise without any reckoning. May Almighty Allah make this, grant us all this gift, allow our entry into paradise without any reckoning at all. Allow us to have the highest places of Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.